Blog Talk Radio.
We know that this pertaining to, amen, the war
Amen. So the scriptures say the great dragon was cast down. Amen. And the old serpent called the devil and Satan, amen, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out onto the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. Amen. This is an interesting particular verse here because it mentioned three particular characteristics of our enemy. He calls him a dragon, number one. He calls him, number two, is a serpent. Number three is the devil. And number four, Satan. Amen. If you don't know about it, amen, the dragon in the Greek is drakkar. Amen. Which means one who sees. And one who sees have the ability to spot prey in any hiding place. Amen. So this is one of the characteristics of Satan as the dragon or drakkar. Amen. And then he calls himself, the serpent. Nakash, amen, in the Hebrew, is to enchant, enchanter, to hiss or whisper, amen, pertaining to divination, amen. This is the witch brew, amen. We know that this have also to do with omens, amen, which have to do with sometimes prophets and prophecies. Amen. So one who enchants you, amen, is one who can deceive you, amen, bring forth lust in you, whatever necessary to enchant, whatever part of your anatomy he's trying to enchant. Amen. Oh, God. So this is another characteristic of Satan in which we know, amen, that he has. Amen. And he's establishing, amen, in this particular text. Amen. So the next one is the devil. We know that in the Greek to be diablos. Diablos is a slanderer or an accuser. Amen. Amen. So this is another characteristic in which we know that the enemy bring forth accusations to God. Amen. Pertaining to our character, our behavior, or what we are doing that is outside. Amen. God's realm. Amen. As a form as a transgression or a sin. He brings them before the Father on a daily basis, accusing us that he may have the ability to be able to attack us in any fashion. Amen. Amen. We know that he is the accuser. Hallelujah. Satanas, amen, is the Greek for adversary. We know that Satan is our adversary, the church adversary. Not the world adversary, but the church adversary. So we know this for a fact, so we won't have to put this in mix this up with the world, because the world is already under the influence of Satan. He don't need to be the adversary. He used them to help in his endeavors, amen, to get us to do what he wants us to do. Amen. Knowing this, is these descriptions of the enemy shows you just how many ways he is trying to get to you. And if we don't have a head, our head in the game, amen. Get your head in the game by putting it in the Word of God, amen. This is our only means of war, by by using the word as a weapon of choice. So we have to be able to study the word and understand the word and magnify the word as necessary. Amen. So the Bible says in verse 9, he gives these characteristics of the enemy so that you will know, amen, amen, what the enemy is capable of doing. He's capable of spotting a prey from anywhere. Number one, he's capable of enchanting you or seducing you by whisper, by word, amen, or divination, amen. Number three, amen, he's has the ability to bring slander or accusations against your character. Oh God. Number four, amen, he is definitely our adversary, and that means that he is looking to destroy us or devour us. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, on that note, since we know this, we go on to verse 10. Scripture says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now it has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of Christ and the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Amen. Day and night. So how do you think that you're going to get away with sinning? Can I get a witness here? Listen to what I'm saying. How is it that you think you're going to get away from sinning, amen, with all of these eyes on you? You're the church. You got an adversary. You know this man can see, amen. This enemy can see, amen, can spot a prey, amen, in any hiding place, amen. You might as well confess that sin or change your life around necessary to be able to come back to God, to be able to be that perfect weapon, amen. What I mean by perfect weapon, I mean mature weapon, hallelujah, so that you will be able to understand and know that that you have an enemy. Ooh, God. He accused us day and night unto our God. Amen. Verse 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Amen. He was talking about Michael and the angels. Amen. Of course. Amen. So we know that our means of fighting him, number one, we have to be cleansed by the blood, meaning we have to be a Christian. That's the means of fighting the enemy. Amen. And we have to have the word in our lives. We have to know the word. Amen. If you do not know the word, amen, most likely you're not going to succeed against Satan, against the devil, against, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, against Rakan. Ooh, God, hallelujah. Verse 12 says, therefore, rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he know that he has but a short time. He's angry now because he know that he couldn't win in heaven. Amen. So now the scripture says he is cast down. Amen. and roving this earth, amen, in an angry manner, amen. So we know, amen, that we have to be on our toes, amen. The scripture says in verse 13 that and when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child, amen. He persecuted, amen, the woman who brought forth the man child, amen. And to the woman was given two wings of a great eagle. He's talking about angels, amen, that she might fly into the wilderness, into the place where she is nourished for a time and time and a half from the face of the serpent. Amen. So God is going to send, amen, the angels to help the woman, help the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Help the church to be able to overcome the enemy. How? By nourishing them, amen, by giving them the word, giving them understanding of the word, amen. You just can't read, amen, the Bible like a novel and think you know the Bible, amen. You have to look the meaning of these words up. You have to get the history of these things, amen, the customs in which are verified in these Bible, amen. You have to know these things in depth, the Greek and the Hebrew, to really understand what the Bible is trying to tell you today, church. And you need to be in the right place where somebody can be able to teach you. The Bible said today was going to be nervous for 2.5 years, oh God, hallelujah. They was going to be given the word. Amen. With 2.5 years, they ought to understand what the word has said if they have the right teachers. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah. Verse 15 saying, the serpent cast out of his mouth of water as a flood after the woman, amen, that he might cause her to be carried away in the flood, amen. So even though God gave the woman the necessary time to get her nourishment, to get her maturity, amen, in the word, the enemy never gave up, amen, on trying to attack the church. I come by to let you know today, amen, that the enemy have not given up on you. You might think everything is okay right now. You might think that you're on Easy Street right now, amen. Should I get a witness here? But you're not okay, amen. If you are a child of God, amen, the enemy is coming, church. The enemy is coming hard and heavy, and if we're not ready, amen, we're going to fall victim, amen. Listen to what I'm saying. We're going to fall victim to what the enemy is doing, amen. Oh, God, the Bible says in the last days, many is going to depart from the faith, amen, giving heed to doctrine of devils, amen, hallelujah. We're back with talking about the slanderer, amen. Can I get a witness here? I'm talking about the doctrine of the devils, amen, amen, oh God, amen. And that word devil in that particular text means demonic, young. It means, amen, amen, to distribute fortunes. Amen. Yeah, hallelujah. That's a way to enchant you, to whisper or to hiss at you. Amen. Hallelujah. And to enchant you with money, to enchant you with cars, to enchant you with houses, to enchant you by seducing your flesh, because your flesh is no good. Amen. Ooh, God. So in verse 15, amen, the serpent let out, amen, the waters as though it was a flood. The water represent the words, that he's going to speak after the woman to be able to try to overflow it with the words in which he's a deceiver. Amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. Verse 16 said, and the earth helped the woman, amen. The earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the fluid, amen, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. He's talking about words. He's not talking about an actual fluid, amen. And the earth in which he's talking about is the people that's in the earth, amen. Can I get a witness here? Left behind, amen. Oh, God, the people that was left behind on this earth, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. The scripture says this in verse 17. And he said, and the dragon drank on, amen, the one who has the ability to spot prey in any hiding place, the one who sees, amen, hallelujah, drank on with wrath. Oh, he was hot with the woman, with the church. He was hot with the church. He ain't going to let you just get away like that, church. He's going to be after you, and he's going to continue to come after you. What is it that you going to do, amen? And he went to make war, amen, with the remnant of her seed, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. The remnant of the seed, meaning that those that was left, amen, those that was left, a small amount of Christians that have been left behind, amen, to defend the faith, amen. Is you left behind to defend the faith, church? Of course you is, amen. You here to defend the faith. If you are Christian, you defending God's will, you defending his purpose, you defending who he is, you defending him because you are his seed and you are left behind. Oh, God. Can I get a witness here? Don't believe the Hollywood movies, amen. The Hollywood movie chose to put unbelievers left behind, but in the Bible say Christians are going to be left behind. How do I know that? Because of the word remnant. This word remnant is where you get left behind from, amen. Can I get a witness here? And then he said, of her seed. Whose seed? The woman's seed, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. The woman's seed, which is a part of the church, amen. Whether you know it or not, amen. Jews and Gentiles, the Bible say, ain't no more Jew or Gentile. We all Jews, amen. We all spiritual Jews. We all belong to God, amen. You have to be able to acknowledge that Jesus Christ has come into this world, amen, as God, amen. If you don't acknowledge that Jesus Christ has come into this world as God, you don't belong to him. Hallelujah. You don't belong to him, church. Oh, God, we need to be able, amen, to understand God's word. We need to be able to understand his purpose. We need to be able to understand what he has called us for, amen. He called us for, amen, an army. He called us to be a soldier. He called us, church, to be left behind, to defend the faith, to defend his will, to defend, oh God, hallelujah, his holiness, to defend his word, amen. Can I get a witness here? How else do I know that these was Christians left behind? Because the scripture said the remnant, the left behind, the remnant or the left behind of her seed was kept the commandments of God. That kept the commandments of God. Wicked people don't keep the commandments of God. Sinners don't keep the commandments of God. And he say, and have the testimony of Jesus the Christ. Can I get a witness here? Can I get a witness here? God is not going to leave you alone, church, amen. Even he kicks Satan down to the earth, the scripture saying, but yet he gave us, amen, an angel to nourish us. He gave us preachers to nourish us. He gave us ministers to nourish us so that we could be able to be prepared for this war. We are soldiers for Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness here? We need to be ready. We need to understand, and we need to be left behind. Oh God, hallelujah. The left behind.